Hey, a special thanks to Genesis Building Systems for sponsoring this episode of Car Wash the Podcast. Discover the future of car wash construction with Genesis Building Systems. It's your all-in-one solution for durable and efficient car wash buildings. The Genesis modular system is built for the demanding car wash environment, and it's going to arrive complete on your site, which means you're going to save a ton of time. With fully engineered systems, concrete floors, rust-resistant PVC interiors, you can be sure of a hassle-free experience. And now, Genesis has introduced the Genesis Hybrid, which blends modular technology and traditional construction to eliminate the complexities of equipment room design. How nice is that? Trust their years of expertise to deliver a seamless, fully installed car wash system, removing the guesswork from your project. Whether constructing an in-bay automatic car wash, an express tunnel, or a full-service megaplex, choose Genesis Building Systems for innovation, reliability, and unmatched service.
Welcome to Car Wash, the podcast. Your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. So put it in neutral, feet off the brakes, and take your hands off the steering wheel, because here we go.
Welcome to Car Wash, the podcast. I am Shanine Calvo, editor-in-chief of Car Wash Magazine, and I'm here with John Roush, CEO at Express Wash Concepts, to talk about revitalizing and remodeling car washes. John has been part of ideating and initiating countless remodels and has experienced firsthand the impact the remodels have had on the business, the bottom line, and customer satisfaction. Today, we're going to talk about some of what he's learned about the business strategy, the process, and of course, lots of do's and don'ts. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Howdy.
So glad to have you here. Before we get into the nitty gritty and get into the questions, could you tell us a little bit about your path into the car wash industry?
Well, I am 15 years young in the car wash industry. We started in 2008, opened our first wash in February of 2008, a new build. Had a very substantial remodel, was our third wash at the end of 2009. And we built the company to about 100 units now, kind of serving in about six states here in Ohio, PA, Michigan, Virginia. I'm probably missing a little bit of Indiana, and that's it.
Okay.
So a little bit of car washing in the last 15 years.
Yeah, just a little. And you, with Express Wash Concepts, you have Moomoo Express, Flying Ace Express, Clean Express, Green Clean Express, and Be Clean Express, correct?
Well, that's us.
Awesome. All right. Now, most importantly for this discussion, we're talking about remodeling and renovations and kind of how that can help with your bottom line, how you make those decisions. If those are the right decisions, what's involved in making those decisions as well, like who helps you or what research do you do, that kind of thing. So what type of firsthand experiences have you had with car wash renovations?
Recently, we have done some substantial remodels from old full serves into modern expresses. Got two up in Cleveland that we've done in the last couple of years. Turned out really well. The site's worked for us. We, had all the pieces and the parts in the site. It was just a tired concept that, someone needed to put a ton of money into. And, doing that, making it fresh, bringing it into our brand, expanding it to our unlimited usage, it was, a pretty good decision for us.
Was there a backstory on which locations you chose?
Yeah, a couple things we look for. Number one, if we, finding a site that's in the market that you want to be in is the most important piece. Like, we don't ever want to dream our way into a car wash because it was a car wash. It's not because it's easy and because it was there and because we can buy it. It's because we want to be in that market. So a lot of times we look for a market. We look for a tired competitor that maybe wants to cash out and has a good location, but kind of a building that needs some help. Like, that's a very good scenario because we're taking out someone that's in the market washing cars and, needs a super refresh, and them being gone, us coming in is a good position. You know, we've got zoning, we've got already an existing customer base, maybe some employees. It's kind of nice, you know, once in a while pick up some pretty good people that have been washing for a while. And yeah, that's it. The site is the most important piece. Is the site right, you know, in your testing, in your model, in your demographic that you're looking for? And then will the building and the site do what you need to do at the end of the day? We're good at figuring that out. We've built a lot of new sites, and we're pretty good at designing sites and working through challenges that way. We're also general contractors, so looking at a building to see what it's going to take to upgrade it is pretty easy for us. But having a good team to understand what it's going to take to get the building from A to B, and you know, that's important. And we've assembled a pretty good team here at EWC.
Those must be some pretty interesting brainstorming conversations full of people that have just been in the industry for decades, right?
Yeah. We've got an amazingly talented group of people that run our development. Pretty proud of the creativeness that we've had and looking at a building or a site to figure out how to get a car wash on it. And it's really fun to see it, you know, come out of the gate swinging hard and washing a lot of cars and creating a great customer experience. So it's cool to see that happen. And then we move on to the next one.
Right, exactly. Never stops, right? So kind of one of the questions that comes up a lot is, okay, what amenities would you add if you could renovate your wash? Like, when you look at your wash, do you look at and think, wow, I would just love to have this in this wash, and we really need to add it, and is it worth it?
Yeah, vacuums are probably, exterior vacuums are missing in a lot of exterior washes. So finding an exterior that's tired and has the site and capability to put exterior vacuums on it, that's a big deal. You know, that amenity to our customers, you know, I don't know how to figure this out by data, but it really does make the Express model the Express model. I mean, customers have a, you know, place a ton of value in those vacuums. So if the site doesn't have it and you have a creative way of getting those vacuums on that site, that's a pretty cool thing to be able to add. Obviously, I would say the most important thing on a remodel is that you go big. You know, you've analyzed the site. You know it's a good site. This competitor had a decent following. The building and the site work demographically in all your studies, but it's really important that you don't just put lipstick on the pig. And our remodels that we do are tip to tail. Every surface is new. Every piece of equipment is new. The entire experience, people drive past the building after you're done with it, they don't recognize it from the previous car wash. Like, I didn't even know that was there. We hear that a lot.
So do you ever do, like, say, a partial remodel? Say you're not going in and gutting the entire place, right? Which just sounds like that's what you do, right? Generally. But say if you could just make one remodel, say if you could do, would you recommend that first? Would you recommend that?
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. Obviously budgets are always important, but also having that substantial change to your customers, you know, what they see, what they saw before and what they see now, you effectively want to have that customer come to the new wash after you remodel and go, man, you should check that place out now, to their friends. Like, that's the thing that you want to happen. If it's just the same car wash with a different sign on it and you spray paint the building, you know, blue instead of green, typically not going to be that much of a wow factor. And you're not going to get the juice out of that berry that you're looking for.
Got it. So you want them to know you did a remodel, not question it. Like, I think it was a different color before and now it's not, right? Understandable. Yeah. Are there any other renovations that you would recommend other than vacuums? If somebody's looking at something specifically,
you know, branding, signage, the building paint colors, like bringing a, you know, we did a brick building that we painted the entire brick building, and it was kind of a lame, you know, brick color blended in with landscape, and we brought it into like a modern looking city brick building that's painted with Nichiha, like a wood siding on it. Like, it transformed the building from kind of a lame, nothing, no one would know it was there building, to this shiny, new, really cool looking, modern building. So like that piece of the, of that customer experience, humongous, big deal. And then landscaping, trees, shrubs, flowers, color, new mulch. I mean, what an impact to customer experience that is. Really, really important that we think, you know, highly of landscape. We want to touch all five senses when a customer comes to one of our sites, and that visual appeal of beautiful landscaping and that the color and the feel of the brand. I mean, super important. So, I mean, that whole feels super important to that customer experience. And
okay.
I think it's, big deal.
That's kind of what I'm getting from you right now, is that the visual is as important to you as the quality of the wash and the equipment that you use to actually wash a car, right?
Well, that goes without being said. I mean, you can't have a car wash business without properly washing a car. And, we put, 150 people effort into making a car wash beautiful, throughout the year in all of our locations. So of course, that's a big deal. And like I said, back to that big, go big kind of scenario, when we take one of these projects on, we want the wash process to be what our wash process is. So very rarely will ever come into a system, an existing building that is our wash process. So most of everything has to be torn out and started over. So you're going to go tip to tail on that tunnel and the equipment, signage inside, all of your wash processes, chemistry application, back room, all that's going to get swapped out to, your style of stuff. And you really want to do that because, A, you want the customer to take that piece and assimilate it in with the rest of your brand. But from a maintenance capability, from a customer offering, a product offering, you really need to have that be, symbiotic with the rest of your operations. It's pretty important you do that.
Okay. And what are some absolute musts to have figured out before you even get started on a remodel?
Again, I think a lot of car washers dream their way into a location because it was a car wash before, it has zoning, it's easy, and go in and buy this thing. And I think that is something you got to be very careful on. There are many, many car washes that we are offered in a year's period that we pass on because it won't work. Beautiful car washes, perfectly built with great equipment in them. They never made it. And there's a reason they didn't make it. The site wasn't right. Competition in the area wasn't right. And you have to get past dreaming yourself into it. And make sure would you build it if that car wash wasn't there? Because typically you're not going to save a ton of money if you do a renovation or remodel properly. You're going to save some, but it's not a 50% saving by any means. In some cases, by the time you start digging into them, we had one up in Toledo that we got into that it was Pandora every day. We just kept peeling that onion back and spending money. And we finally got her open and it's beautiful, but it was not an easy project. I would never want a first time remodeler to try to take on one of those kind of deals.
You got all kinds of presents every day, huh?
Yeah. The right site is so critical. I mean, it's the starting point to success on a car wash. And there's a lot of things that, you have to understand and model and work into your decision making process, whether you would do that site or not. But that site is darn important.
So would you say that if you were to give some suggestions for a car wash operator looking to do a remodel or a renovation, that understanding if that's the right site for that remodel would be the most important?
I would say that is the number one important thing. Site selection and does the site work? Does it flow? What are you giving up? If, there's always going to be a little give and take there. I mean, you really should analyze that before you go into these because, these are expensive endeavors now. Even remodels you're going to spend $1.5 million, $2 million on an existing site. And to do it right, to spend another couple, $2 or $3 million renovating it, it's a big number. So would you do that site if that car wash wasn't there? If that was a green piece of grass growing out there in the middle of that city landscape, that street, and a dot on a map, does it meet all of your requirements from how you do your site selection? That is important.
Another interesting thing you mentioned, you said that you also have a contracting business. So you can work internally as far as the contracting aspect, correct?
Yeah, we're our worst enemy. We're our own contractor. kind of like going to your own lawyer when you get sued or whatever. you got an idiot for a client. No, we've been a general contractor for 25, 30 years now. And that's super helpful to us because we can analyze a situation or a building or a site quick and understand whether we should get into it. You know, what are the pitfalls going to be? But we built every site we have. So yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I thought maybe you acquired a contracting aspect to your company, but it sounds like you started with the contracting aspect and then went into the car washes.
I should have told you that right up front. Yeah. We're dirty builders. Yes.
Got it. Excellent. That changes things a little bit, but not a lot, right?
Not a lot. No.
What renovation or remodeling project brings you the most satisfaction?
Well, I'm going to say probably the third car wash I ever built in 2009. We bought a wash that was in a beautiful area next to McDonald's, across from next to a Kroger, McDonald's, across from a bunch of retail, beautiful 30,000 car road and no competition around it. And it had been kind of running to the ground. We bought that wash. It was doing about 38,000 cars a year, maybe 400,000 in revenue. And we gutted it, extended it. We turned it into a barn. This is our third Moomoo in Upper Arlington, Ohio. And we made an absolutely beautiful site. If you go to moomoocarwash.com and go look at our locations, you can see what we did. You know, this is in 2009. So we built this beautiful 125-foot express tunnel into a beautiful barn with 10 free vacuums. And in the first year, oh, by the way, our total cost to do this, this is in 2009. By the way, this will never happen again. This is, I would die for this to happen again. Our total cost is about $1.6 million all in this whole car wash. And nothing spared. Beautiful McNeil tunnel, everything brand new. And reclaim system, the whole deal. And the first year that wash did about 100,000 cars at about, you know, $1 million in revenue, give or take. I think in the last couple of years, it's somewhere in the 250,000 range, you know, doing 2.5 million in revenue and, you know, $1.5 million EBITDA store. That's a pretty cool value in today's multiples at $1.5 million times, you know, whatever these crazy rates are right now. At only a $1.6 million investment, like that creation multiple is as good as it ever could get. So that one was a great win. And we did it so early in our business life that we saw the value of finding deals like that. And since then, we've probably done, maybe 10 car washed to car wash remodels that were very successful, kind of in the same story. Never that cheap, but always pretty amazing from the transformation, what the business output was after we got done.
You set your bar pretty high.
Yeah. Well, that was a good lucky start for sure.
What's the most recent renovation that you've completed?
I think Pandora up in Sylvania, Ohio might be the last substantial renovation. We bought about 125-130 foot complete train wreck, full serve in Sylvania, Ohio. That was an old BP or Sohio gas station car wash. The tanks had been removed, all the gas is out of there, and this thing was ran hard into the ground. And it was a mess. And I don't know what we spent on that. A lot. It was not a great value. For every good value, I guess you have a bad one. So this one was the inexpensive one because we probably should have tore the building down and started over from scratch. But we got it done. It's a beautiful building. Site runs very well. It's got some. It's getting some good traction. It's a baby, so it's washing low six figures, but it's on its way to doing something great. But it was a mess and took a long time. But mostly because it was covered up, and we just kept digging and finding crazy stuff that we had to fix and address, and we got it, and it's modern and beautiful, and it's doing some pretty cool things.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. It's always nice when the story has a happy ending, right?
It's getting there, yes.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you add to your renovations now that, say, maybe you didn't add to the car wash in 2009?
You know, I would say, I mean, the list is too long to discuss from 09 till now. You know, we have a goal, and I challenge my teams to make the next thing we build better than the last thing we built. And then I challenge the service and the engineering side of the company to take that new coolest thing we made and make site number one just like that too. So we're always innovating. We're always trying to be better than we were before. I mean, I think this is the spirit of our company, which is so amazing that, you know, even in operations and HR, everything we do, we just try to always make improvements, and it really makes a difference to push the team forward. So I don't know how to answer that. We spare no expense in our process. And man, I've screwed up so many things in the years. The list is so long. I don't even know where to start, but no, it's a fun thing to do. It's challenging. I don't know about you, but I love watching shows on TV where they take like a junk house and make it awesome. Like, it is very rewarding to do that transformation and take lots of photos, and, hopefully, you know, our listeners are better than I am at looking back at what we've done, because I don't, until I talk about it now, I forgot that we did 103, and it was an amazing accomplishment. And it's fun to relive some of those wins in your life. And, nothing more satisfying than shutting down a piece of junk car wash, and you open it up 5 months later and she's beautiful, and the customers are just blown away by what you see. It's amazing. So, yeah, it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to look at. It's not everything you should do in a growing car wash, you know, magnet business, but it's definitely a cool little piece and breaks the monotony of just stamping out another prototype. So it's fun. Enjoy it. Don't forget it.
You have some very interesting car washes. I will give you that.
We try. We build some cool stuff. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
All right, now for the last question, and I think you might be familiar with this one. It's been asked a few times. What is something you can do today to make a better tomorrow?
I mean, people. It's all about people. You know, I'm standing in front of a nonprofit that we're going to get involved with that is helping kids understand careers and, you know, financial lifestyles. And it's I look at the people around us, and I love to see the growth of our people and them building value in themselves and in this organization. It's so important, and it's so fun to see people grow. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you want to leave the world better than you found it. And that's what we try to do here at EWC, you know, with all the people in this company, starting out as 18-year-old kid working for me, going up through the ranks and into a career and into our area management or regional management. It's pretty awesome to see them grow and start families and buy houses and, you know, become kick-ass people. Love it.
Excellent. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing some of your stories with us.
No, I'd love to do it. If you need anything else, let me know.
Car Wash the Podcast is your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. Our show helps investors, owners, operators, and managers think about ways to enhance their business. Our podcast is a free on-demand audio program that provides information on the latest trends impacting the industry, tips from successful industry leaders, and inspiration for our listeners.